What's up, everybody? Happy Saturday. Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, Emergency Edition 7.0. I'm Will Brinson. I'm the host of this. It's not even daily anymore. Like, if calling it a daily NFL podcast is a joke, because we have recorded 17 shows this week, and this is the official, it's like 3 hours ago, while I'm at, or 4 hours ago, as we're recording this, I'm at the NC State game. Ryan, Sean, and John pop on and record a AB has been released by the Patriots podcast, by the Raiders podcast, excuse me. And now we actually have to pop back on Saturday at 5:30 PM and record an Antonio Brown to the New England Patriots emergency podcast. I mean, John, are you fucking kidding me?
Well, I'm just trying to go to a Hootie the Blowfish concert. Darius Rucker is never going to forgive me. But you know what is more important than that? It is this absolutely bananas weekend that we've had. I think we've done four Antonio Brown podcasts in the past 48 hours. So why not one more? Right, Wilson?
Here's the thing. Today
just to clarify, it is currently your son's birthday party at your house, right?
You're stealing my thunder. Today is my son's 8-year-old birthday. And I will point out, 8 years ago today, the day he was born, Brinson and I did a podcast. It was the very same day that the Steelers absolutely got trounced by the Ravens in the season opener back in 2011. 2019, here we are. Antonio Brown gets cut and then gets signed by the Patriots. My son has zero interest in football or the Steelers and Antonio Brown, but clearly there's some link between him and football. I will say a couple things. This isn't a daily podcast, as you point out, Brinson. This is more like Big Brother or The Truman Show. It is nonstop, 24/7. Ed Harris is in a booth somewhere watching all this and producing it. Mm-hmm. And number two, and you tweeted about this, Brinson, and I think you're a conspiracy theorist. You're like from the Joe Rogan School of just saying nutty things and seeing what sticks. But people seem to be sticking to your conspiracy theory. And I will just say this. We saw Antonio Brown's YouTube video from a few nights ago when he – the super-produced Nike-style commercial where he illegally wiretapped
John. Are you suggesting that Antonio Brown found out the Patriots are interested in him and leaked out a conversation on a hype video involving a wiretapped coach in order to force his way out of Oakland?
Or are you suggesting the Patriots saw him illegally wiretap something? They were like, ooh, we could use that in our organization.
I'm not going to let that Joe Rogan thing slide, just so you know. I'm not going to let it slide.
You have a chance to rebut. Let me finish quickly. You and Breach both can move forward with your conspiracy theories with each other. So that was the first YouTube video. The second YouTube video just came out 15, 20 minutes ago, showing Antonio Brown learning on his phone that he had been cut by the Patriots. He runs into the backyard. He is celebrating. The Raiders, excuse me. He is celebrating like he just won the lottery because he literally won the lottery, not so much financially. He gave him $30 million, but he just signed a one-year, $15 million deal with $9 million in guarantees, the same sort of morality clauses hold, according to JLC. But this is the biggest win in NFL history, including all the Patriots Super Bowls.
Okay. Was there any cussing in the Antonio Brown YouTube?
There were some background naughty words.
Debo, you're on here. Do you want to deal with bleeping out a bunch of Antonio Brown YouTube things if we play this over the air like you had to bleep out my F word earlier?
I got you.
All right, let's do it. Let's hear 48 seconds. This is Antonio Brown, as Ryan referenced, tweeted out. This is 35 minutes ago. Already has 23,000 views. Antonio Brown has been finding out.
Let me see it.
Look at Adam Schefter.
The Raiders free! The freedom bell ring got me fly like a flea, fly like an eagle. Let's go, free. Let's go. Oh, I'm free. Oh, oh. Grandma, they freed me.
He called his grandma.
Free me, grandma.
I told you
I'm going to
work out.
Oh, God is the greatest.
What is happening?
Brinson, put forth your theory, because now I'm actually buying into your craziness. This is bananas bonkers.
Okay, so here's the timeline of what happened, right? All this stuff goes on with Antonio Brown. They send in the fine letters. He goes out there and allegedly gets in this scuffle with Mike Mayock. John Gruden comes back out and says, You know, we are, Antonio's playing on Monday. And this is on Friday afternoon when he says this. And we record a podcast like Antonio Brown is back. And then the Raiders, then on Friday night, Antonio Brown releases a video, as you guys discussed on the earlier show, where he says that, it's a hype video for he's coming back, and he posts a clip. It's like John Gruden talking to him. And it is, I believe, probably illegally wiretapped, because in California, if any party's in California, it's a two-state consent. It's a two-state consent or two-party consent state, excuse me. And so therefore, I'm assuming when that came out, Antonio Brown, you know, then the Raiders void his guarantees, and then he celebrates being released. And so the theory is that my theory anyway, is that Antonio Brown went in and realized he was about to lose $30 million. And he went in and apologized to his teammates and said he was sorry and didn't want to lose the $30 million. At some point therein, in that same time range, it is made clear to Drew Rosenhaus that the Patriots would be interested in signing Antonio Brown if he is released by the Raiders. Antonio Brown then does the same thing he did with the Steelers, with the blonde mustache, ratchets up the crazy, takes it to another level, forces their hand. They realize they got to get out from under this, and they can do it with no dead money and only losing a third and seventh round pick. They release him, and within 2 hours, he signs with the Patriots. Like, that's not, like, this guy's celebrating the fact that he was released because he knew what was going to happen if he got dumped. This is insane. Like Bill Belichick is playing checkers. Everyone else is playing chess. And the terms via Adam Schefter. Oh, hold on. The terms.
You have a chess checker thing backwards.
Did I say check? Maybe chess sucks. Bill Belichick's playing seven dimensional chess, and everybody else is playing checkers, including the Raiders. According to a report from Adam Schefter, and look, there's going to be a lot of stipulations in this contract, but it's a $9 million signing bonus. That is hefty. And $15 million up to $15 million in incentives breach. What does that contract tell you about this deal with the Patriots? And what does this whole thing mean? I feel like I'm in like some fake CIA thriller situation. Like how is this real life?
It's like an NFL Twilight Zone. Here's the thing. We really, really need to wait until we see the entire contract. As a matter of fact, Drew Rosenhaus should email a copy of this contract to literally everyone who follows football in the entire country, because we have no idea what it's going to look like. Right now, it says $9 million signing bonus. But you know what? The Raiders contract said there was a $1 million signing bonus that turned out to be, hey, he actually has to show up for practice in the offseason for him to get this money. He didn't get any of that money. So maybe this $9 million signing bonus says, hey, Antonio Brown can't cuss at Tom Brady, or hey, you can't touch Brady's hair, or hey, you can't be mean to Josh Gordon, or hey, you have to hang out with Julian Edelman twice a week. Like, we have no idea what stipulations there's going to be behind the signing bonus. You have to think the Patriots are absolutely going to protect themselves here. They are. They've proven for the past 20 years, the smartest team in the league. They're not just giving Antonio Brown a check for $9 million and saying, dude, do whatever you want. This, they're not a circus. They are the opposite of the Raiders. So yes, this is bonkers. But the Patriots, the one thing that we don't get to see become full circle, the only disappointing, not crazy thing this whole thing, is that he cannot play against the Steelers on Sunday. Just thought we should point that out, because the roster had to be finalized by 4 p.m. Saturday. He signed after that 4 p.m. deadline, so he cannot be on the field until week two.
That is disappointing. Not as like somebody who's picked the Steelers to go to the Super Bowl, and Ryan, as a Steelers fan, I know you're – not rooting for AB to come in and drop 200 on the Steelers. It would be pretty incredible. As Breach pointed out, it might be the craziest NFL story of all time if Antonio Brown played against the Steelers on Sunday night. He can't, but you know.
Two things, and you sort of hinted at this. When John and I saw Antonio Brown back in January, he seemed out of it in terms of not being very interested in obviously playing for the Steelers, not interested in talking to the fans. And then I joked at the time when he was traded to Oakland, he Kaiser Soze'd his way off the plane in Oakland, and he was suddenly back to normal. And I think he went through that whole process again, and now he Kaiser Soze'd himself back to the Patriots. Here's the thing. He doesn't need to play against the Steelers to help them lose that game, which they're going to lose anyway. He shows up on the sideline in that fur coat he wore in week 17. That's all he needs to do. Yeah. You sit there and stare at Mike Tomlin and Big Ben across the way, and that's a wrap. There's that. Here's a couple of things I want to point out. Jason Lockham-Four, thankfully, got published a story on the website like an hour before it happened. And I quote him. He said he had talked to an NFL exec. He said, AB goes to New England for 1 year, $3 million. Take it to the bank. He was right about the New England part. I thought $3 million seemed reasonable. And I said the Steelers' best chance to dismantle the Pats dynasty might lie with Antonio Brown's ability to destroy them from within. We'll see if that happens. That's just wishful thinking on a Steelers fan's part. And then after he signs with the Patriots, which literally was 15 minutes later, I said, remember 2 weeks ago when Andrew Luck retiring was the most out-of-nowhere NFL news anyone could remember? This blows that out of the water. I don't even know who Andrew Luck is anymore.
That's a great point. I was thinking that earlier. I was like, man, because I was looking at the traffic that we're seeing on these podcasts. And listen, I wasn't joking when I said in that statement from earlier. That was a real statement that I typed out of my phone. God bless America and God bless all you people for downloading and listening to these shows. But when looking at the, you know, we saw a big spike when we did the Andrew Luck retirement podcast. This AB stuff is taking it through the roof. I mean, the traffic on AB and all of this is just bananas. And we actually have another statement to read, and we're going to read it after the break. It's from Sean. He's at an undisclosed location. So we're going to take a quick break, come back, read Sean's statement. You're going to want to stick around for it. It's very heartfelt and touching. And then we will discuss Antonio Brown's impact on the Patriots. I don't know how long we'll go. We might go for an hour and a half. Who knows? Ryan doesn't have any family to deal with. My family's out picking up a bunch of sushi for me to eat. And Breach is just worried about a blowfish.
Darius has already promised to postpone the concert so I can get there. So we're good.
Hey, fun fact, Breach, the Players Retreat, the bar I go to more than any other bar where I eat lunch on Sundays usually, Gus, the guy who owns it, Hootie's old manager. Pretty cool. That is a fun fact. So let's go to a break. We'll come back and read Sean's statement.
The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid, wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Okay, so Antonio Brown signed with the Patriots. I got to tell you, my dog, George, has been barking all afternoon, ever since we got back from the game. And I wonder if he's not triggered by the air, the sense of what's going on with Antonio Brown joining the Patriots. Unfortunately, not all of us could be here. Most of us care about our jobs, right? Most of us like to try hard. But, you know, Sean doesn't. And Sean's sort of a half-ass like that. And
he says the guy who was at the football game earlier. Go ahead.
I went, the game starts, like, I knew what time the game started. I went to the game and I was willing to turn around and come back. I communicated with you guys. You said it was fine. You fired up a great podcast. You read my statement. And, Sean has actually provided us with a statement as well. This is from Sean, directly from him via text. And I'm going to read it in its full entirety now. Should I read it in Sean's voice or should I just read it regularly?
His voice, of course.
I apologize for my absence from the podcast today. Even though I predicted that Antonio Brown would sign with the Patriots within 2 hours of our previous podcast, I do feel some level of responsibility to try and make the show. However, if I don't go to the gym, I can't take selfies and then later tell you guys how I'm at the gym and then get my humble brags about being at the gym in on text messaging. Additionally, Pete Blackburn has been working out a lot, and I am more self-conscious than I have ever been in my entire life. P.S. Brand new sucks. Smell you later, bros. That's what he wrote. That's what he wrote to us on text. I don't know. What do you do with that?
I will say this. I called him out last podcast. He didn't like that. And he said I was meaner than you as a host. You just jumped over me like Antonio Brown jumped over the Raiders on his way to New England.
I feel that felt like who's it that Antonio Brown put his cleat into, the punter, the Browns punter? Who was it, Breach?
I bet John knows his name.
Spencer Lanning.
Yeah, okay. Spencer Lanning, just boom.
John just texted Spencer Lanning. That's how close they are.
Okay, so we covered the it's just insane. It's just
listen, here's the insane part is that literally a month ago, we're all like, the Patriots still haven't replaced Rob Gronkowski. This team's going to fall apart. This is the year the dynasty ends because Tom Brady is 42 years old and he does not have anyone to throw to. Josh Gordon is suspended. Julian Edelman has an injured thumb. He's throwing passes to people we can't even name. And all of a sudden, one day before the start of the season, he has Josh Gordon. He has Julian Edelman. He has Antonio freaking Brown. They have Demaryius Thomas. I mean, now, all of a sudden, they have the most loaded receiving corps in the NFL, and I don't know how they're not going to win the Super Bowl.
Hey, let me ask you guys this, because Daniel Jeremiah put this out there on Twitter shortly after AB signed with the Patriots. And Daniel Jeremiah is the nicest guy in the world, and he's been known to be the nicest guy in the world forever. He was a former scout, now obviously he does the draft for NFL Network. He wrote on Twitter, just a guess, Tom Brady's going to go ballistic at some point in the season when AB freelances and runs the wrong route. Is there any concern that this is not going to work? Because here's the thing. I think it's disrespectful to compare AB to Randy Moss. Randy Moss is a completely different person. He had his issues with coaches. He walked off the field early in that Minnesota against Washington game back in the day. But he showed up to New England. He kept his mouth shut. He did his job. He was unbelievably respectful and bought in and all that thing. He was part of the team in 07 that went undefeated. I feel like this is a completely different animal. If Antonio Brown is known for not showing up for meetings – his entirety of his career, is that magically going to change?
No. It is. I think it is horrifically unfair to compare Antonio Brown to Randy Moss. And I look, Antonio Brown has his positive qualities in that he is one of, by all accounts, the hardest workers in the game of football. When he's on the field and he is training and grinding, he works incredibly hard. But Randy Moss, Bill Belichick has often gone out of his way to describe Randy Moss as one of the smartest people he has ever coached. Bill Belichick has said this. Bill Belichick has coached a lot of smart guys. Multiple people who played for Bill Belichick have been gone on to become head coaches. He worked with, you know, Bill Parcells, of course. You don't need me to tell you that Bill Belichick knows some smart football people, and he has described Randy Moss as one of the smartest players ever. And Moss, when he got to Oakland, was simply unhappy. By the way, Oakland just giving away future Hall of Fame receivers to the Patriots for nothing. How about that?
Nothing. At least they got a fourth round pick for Randy Moss.
Well, yeah, Oakland did. Oakland spent a third round pick on a 6 month rental of crazy. 5 month rental of crazy.
No, third and a fifth. Sorry.
Third and a fifth. It was third and a fifth. They spent a third and a fifth. Like, if you're ranking teams of winners and losers here, the Patriots are one of the big winners because they spent nothing, got Antonio Brown if the Steelers refused to trade him to the Patriots. Two would be the Steelers because they don't have to deal with Antonio Brown anymore, and they got a third and a fifth out of it, and maybe those players end up being good. And then three, way down, the Raiders. But let's talk about the impact of the Pats here, Ryan. I agree with you. I do think that it is premature to suggest that Antonio Brown is going to catch 150 passes for 2,000 yards and 25 touchdowns. Like, that's the thing, is if he had gone to the Redskins, people would be like, this guy is toast. It's over. He's washed up. He's a loser. He's not going to do anything this season. But he went to the Patriots, Breach, and as a result, everyone is projecting big for him. If I owned him in fantasy, and I own zero shares of Antonio Brown because I don't deal with crazy a-holes, outside of my own family anyway.
How does your wife answer that question about you?
Well, my wife deals with crazy a-holes all the time.
Right.
But I would, Breach, be trying to sell him high as fast as possible.
Yes, absolutely. And here's the thing is that the Patriots aren't going to say, hey, Antonio Brown, because you're Antonio Brown, we're going to throw the ball at you 25 times per game. They build their offense to do whatever it takes to win. I mean, they had their 15th game, week 16, last season against the Bills. They rushed for like 350 yards. Tom Brady threw for like 125 yards. What's Antonio Brown going to do when there's only 10 passes in the game plan because the other team's playing a defense that kind of lets the Patriots run the ball? I mean, Ryan, how many times did he explode on Ben Roethlisberger? I mean, we saw him throw a Gatorade cooler once, and if he does it on Ben on a team where he liked everyone, I think he liked everyone, but maybe he didn't because he said he's not friends with Ben at all. But so who's to say he's not going to explode on the sideline? Who's to say he's not going to explode on Tom Brady? And I think that is where the kind of his antics, his sideline antics could absolutely still happen in New England. He's an emotional player. I mean, we've seen Tom Brady play emotional. What's going to happen when they butt heads on the sideline? Are they going to wrestle, like get in a fist fight on the sideline? Because those are two guys who are very emotional on the sideline, especially when things aren't going their way.
I will say this. I have seen two people in the 20 years that Bill Belichick and Tom Brady have been in New England explode on the sidelines. In Pittsburgh, it was a once-a-month occurrence with Antonio Brown. You don't take guesses who those two people that were that exploded, in my mind, on the Patriots sideline in the last two decades?
Brady.
Brady's one. Bill O'Brien's the other. Remember they had it out?
Yeah.
7 years ago?
And he even, yeah.
You know who the big loser is here?
You just said it. Okay.
Sneaky big loser.
Sean?
Jacoby Myers.
Yeah, well, I was actually – I think
– Or maybe Demaryius Thomas. I feel like he might be the odd man out.
Right.
You think they cut Demaryius?
I think he keeps a young guy.
Did they just give him more money? Did I read that? I mean, did I read that, said the NFL writer.
They brought him back late, but I think they seem to love Jacoby Myers. I mean, if you cut Jacoby Myers, someone's signing him. If you cut Demaryius Thomas, I don't imagine anyone signing him. Maybe the Texans. Hey, one of the things, speaking of young wide receivers, that I want to point out, making the Raiders even bigger losers – way bigger losers than Jacoby Myers. I think he's safe. We'll see. Is Keelan Doss. We saw him in Hard Knocks. He was the last one cut. Went to a Division II school in California, or FCS, whatever it's called. I talked to him in the Senior Bowl. Great guy. Had a good Senior Bowl. When they got rid of Antonio Brown, they tried to go grab Keelan Doss off the Jaguars practice squad. The Jaguars said nope. They paid him more money. They paid him a full week's salary of a guy on a 53-man roster. He is staying in Jacksonville. So the Raiders lose out on another receiver, a young receiver that probably should have kept anyway. No Antonio Brown, no Keelan Doss. Hunter Renfrow is going to catch 3,000 passes this year.
And can I just say something? How do you think this conversation went with Drew Rosenhaus? Because you think the Patriots were like, look, we've been following Antonio pretty closely over the past week. We need to make some ground rules here. Number one, he cannot threaten to beat up any of his bosses at practice. He cannot record any phone calls with Coach Belichick. Like, these are simple rules that you wouldn't have to tell to anyone else, but clearly you have to tell them to Antonio Brown. You cannot use any cryotherapy chambers if you are in a foreign country. Like, you're just going to have to throw all these things down because he's clearly just making all these bad decisions.
I mean, all right, so from a on-field impact, I mean, I got to be honest. Antonio Brown is about as perfect a fit as you could ask for a receiver when it comes to Tom Brady. A fast twitch, great route runner, hardworking football savant who may be a little nuts on the outside off the field. But, I mean, Julian Edelman and Antonio Brown running option routes in the Patriots offense, I get why the Westgate moved him down from 7-1 or 6-1 to 4-1. They're now the prohibitive favorite. Additionally, the Westgate bumped their win total from 11 to 11.5. I don't think you can dabble in either of those. If you can find the Patriots at 6-1, hammer it if you want. I liked it anyway because, I mean, it's the Patriots and they might win, and that's the lowest odds they've had since like 2005. So I have no problem with that. But I do think that the impact of Antonio Brown is a bit overstated. In fantasy, I would be selling high on him. I'm calling the guy that you know that wanted AB in the draft, and I'm saying, like, listen, I'll give you Antonio Brown for Adam Thielen.
Hey, let me ask you, when did Antonio Brown get drafted last year?
Top five.
He was the top five pick.
Oh yeah, so he was the number one receiver taken and behind only like three or four running backs. Yeah.
So if he had been traded to the Patriots straight up this year, no problems. He was perfect candidate, perfect citizen throughout the offseason. Where would he have been drafted with the Patriots this draft?
If he'd come out and be like, I'm frankly tired of the Steelers. I find that Kevin Colbert is sort of profusive in his approach to what he does, and Ben Roethlisberger loquacious and obnoxious, and I refuse to be here anymore. If he did that, like did like a nice like out like,
and he did everything right at OTAs for the Patriots, and he was a perfect citizen. Where would he have been drafted, Patriots wise?
Top 10 easily. Probably he'd be top 6. It would have been.
The expectation is that he would still have a big season.
It would be the four running backs, DeAndre Hopkins and Antonio Brown at the top. And I think a lot of people would have ranked Antonio Brown. They'd been like, listen, this guy runs option routes. He's going to be with Tom Brady. They're going to throw the ball over the place. He would have been top five or top six. Yeah. So you could, in fact, screw Adam Thielen. Go offer Antonio Brown for Nick Chubb. Go offer Antonio Brown for Dalvin Cook. Go offer Antonio Brown for Devontae Adams, who had a crap game for the Packers. Go offer someone in your league. If you own Antonio Brown, go offer him for Devontae Adams right now. And I bet you that 60% of the time someone will accept that. And if you get a Devontae Adams out of this, and then who knows? I mean, maybe Brown burns you. You know, take the L. But I mean, go offer Antonio Brown for Devontae Adams.
So, let me ask John this, because he's smart. At least he looks smart. He looks like Matt LaFleur, so he has to be smart. 16 games in the season. When is Antonio Brown getting cut?
I think he's going to last all 16. I think here's the thing. You just burned $30 million. So now the Patriots kind of salvage that. They gave you $9 million. I was telling Brinson before the podcast that if you're Antonio Brown, you just got $9 million guaranteed. Now you become a free agent in March. All you have to do is land $21 million guaranteed, which is completely possible if he has a big year in New England. And he's got that $30 million back. No harm done. He's back where he was. And this is probably what's going to happen. I do think that Drew Rosenhaus – it probably made it pretty clear. Look, man, this is your last chance. We've seen the Patriots calm people down. Like, they go in there, and what is that called when they take out, like, part of your brain and you just become part of the system?
A lobotomy.
Yeah, that's what they – you know, like, you get the Patriots lobotomy. You were just in their system. Nobody acts out. You don't do anything on social media unless it's funny. You don't, like, talk to the media and say anything dumb. They just lobotomize you, and you go into the Patriot way. And that's what I think he's going to do. I think he's going to show up. He's going to be normal, and he's not going to be any trouble. I just want to say one other thing. That video we played at the beginning of the podcast, I had not seen that until like 10 minutes after that. So I just want to bring two things up. He was running around his house, but he had two cameramen following him. This guy is documenting every second of his life. Like, this is – the whole thing, like Ryan said, is a Truman Show. It's a giant movie to him. I don't even think football is his profession anymore. He's like trying to be his own actor in his own reality show.
Here's the thing also. If – That would have totally made this me buy into the Brinson's conspiracy theory, which I'm actually starting to buy in anyway. He started to say – he kept saying
Flacco. You're in on Flacco? You're in on my conspiracy theory? Welcome to hell, Ryan. You agree with everything I'm doing.
I know.
Brinson's going to start a cult. Ryan's going to be the second member in behind
right.
Sean.
Stockholm syndrome. But he's out there running around his backyard, Antonio Brown, is screaming, fly like an eagle. If he had signed with the Eagles, I would have walked to Manhattan right up to Roger Goodell's office and demanded action, because that would have been cleared – an obvious evidence of tampering. I don't know what's going on with New England, but it certainly smells funny.
If I'm the Raiders, I'm doing two things. I'm calling the NFL, and I want to press tampering charges. And the Raiders and the Patriots have a long history of this. Al Davis. I forgot his name.
I was going to hope you were going to say Al Green.
I almost said Al Gruden. Al Davis. I don't know what the opposite of rolling over in your grave is. Like if you're excited in your grave, do you like fist pump like out of the grave? Al Davis will like do a little shimmy in his grave if John Gruden files tampering charges against the Patriots. And two, I'm calling the California authorities, and I'm asking about the.
Can you imagine if they arrest Antonio Brown?
Dude, that's a federal crime. I mean, I don't know if
the problem is that the problem is that John Gruden in this press conference today, which we haven't had a chance to talk about, said he thought it was funny. So I'm sure, you know.
I don't think that clears you of – I mean, he didn't approve. It doesn't matter. Like, if you wiretap somebody and he didn't consent, it doesn't matter if he's like, that's kind of funny. Like, I still didn't consent.
Fair enough.
Okay, Breach. I know there's some Breachian angle that we're missing here. Like, I'm like thinking winners, losers, and Breach is like off in this like seven-dimensional chess zone playing with Bill Belichick. What are we missing here?
No, I think we fit a lot of it.
Do you think is now yelling at Mike Mayock because Mike Mayock probably helped convince him to cut Antonio Brown?
Hey, well, I think that's a hidden storyline here, is that what's the reaction? If you're a Raiders fan, you're irate that he now plays for the Patriots, that you lost him. If you're John Gruden, like you guys just said, why not press charges if you're allowed to? Like, that would throw the whole Patriots signing, even if you thought it was funny, like then the NFL would have to investigate and possibly suspend him if John Gruden did. And then this whole thing would just be even more chaos. Like, could you imagine if the NFL is investigating because John Gruden pressed charges against his former receiver? I mean, that would be insane.
Can I ask a question? And this, in retrospect, hindsight, yada yada.
Sorry, not to interrupt you. I'm going to throw it out there while I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
The other one, I just saw Fantasy Football Today. These guys are doing emergency podcasts because Antonio Brown signed with the Patriots. Yeah, cool story, bros. Way to jump on our little bandwagon here. But they're throwing out AB over Evans. Like, who would you rather have in fantasy, Antonio Brown or Mike Evans? If I could trade Antonio Brown for Mike Evans, I will do that all day.
Anyway. Even I know that.
Yeah, go ahead.
So what I was going to say is, and I wonder in hindsight why the Raiders didn't do this, but you could send a 5-day letter to a disgruntled employee, a disgruntled NFL player. They have 5 days to show up. If they don't show up, then you can put them on the reserve list. You don't have to pay them. They're stuck on the roster. They can't sign with anyone else. Why did the Raiders not do that? Do you think Drew Rosenhaus said, if you get this letter, make sure you show up, and you can act like a jerk when you get there, but make sure you're there?
I don't understand why they wouldn't you rented Antonio Brown for the offseason for a third and a fifth round pick. That's the stupidest transaction in the history of football. Right? Is there a worse transaction? Can you think of a worse transaction?
Ricky Williams trade.
They at least got Ricky Williams.
You got something in return. Literally, the trade is Steelers get third and fifth round pick. Raiders get nothing.
Like, you're wrong, John. You said on the podcast earlier today that the Raiders got $500,000 in fine.
If Antonio Brown ever sends him a check, but I don't think that's going to happen.
They cannot fine him if they cut him. They can't do that, right?
They can get back the $1 million signing bonus, I think, right?
No, they never paid it out because he had to show up for practice to earn that. He had to show up for 85% of the offseason activities, which obviously he didn't do because he couldn't even show up for the walkthrough in Canada. And that's the other thing. What if he skips practices or if he skips meetings? How fast do you think Belichick cut him?
You said he's not getting cut. That's my point.
Yeah, I don't think he's getting cut, but do you guys think he's going to cut? Do you guys, what is over under on how many weeks? You guys didn't answer that question.
Eight weeks, unless it'll be one day if he shows up at practice on the first day in a hot air balloon.
I just don't think he can keep it together for the entirety of the season. Can't.
The Steelers, and BMAC would probably attest to this, they did so much to cover up and placate and enable him throughout his career, and he put up insane numbers, so it was worth it. That's the reality. Bill Belichick doesn't seem to suffer fools well. I can't imagine that he's going to let him miss meeting after meeting or sleep in meetings or have his iPad out in meetings. Remember those Mike Silver tweets from a few weeks ago where he was checking his bank account? I mean, that ain't happening.
Can you imagine if Breach is like checking his bank account right now, like, oh man, look at that comma. Yeah, that's a comma, baby.
Yo, Daddy's, Bill, let me take a selfie with you.
Daddy's going to Hootie tonight. Okay, so I'm not wrong here, right? They did rent him for a third and fifth round pick. That's for 5 months, right?
What's your over-under on how long he lasts, though? You didn't answer John's question.
In New England, how many weeks? Do you think he lasts the whole season? Do you think he's out before that?
No, I think he's out before that. I'll say he doesn't even play week two.
Wow! That means he gets there. He's not going to play. He can't play week one anyway, and he's going to burn so many bridges in 7 days.
I feel like that's like
so. Brinson says he never plays for the Patriots. Wilson says week eight, and I say he lasts the whole season. That's hilarious.
So, Bill John, Belichick,
really, I get the conspiracy angle and all that, but Bill Belichick's not stupid. He's not giving this guy $9 million to show up and then like run away with $9 million
and also ruin the team's chemistry.
And that's a good point because the sooner you cut him, the more likely you are to get back most of the money. So maybe the contract could have been a $1 billion contract. It all pays itself in week 17, and then they just get rid of him. But one of you two nuts, search Larry Fitzgerald Sr., because I don't know if you saw his tweet earlier today before Antonio Brown signed. He said there's a reason that Larry Fitzgerald Jr., future Hall of Famer, didn't sign with Drew Rosenhaus, I think because of all the shenanigans going on. I think Drew Rosenhaus gets the last laugh here. I would imagine that the people, players looking for agents would be enticed by the fact that Drew Rosenhaus can apparently work magic, but it is a lot of drama.
What?
Yeah, Larry Fitzgerald just said that Drew Rosenhaus is partly to blame for the situation Antonio Brown had in Oakland, but he didn't offer any details. And then he said, quote, I never considered him when I hired Eugene Parker for Larry Fitzgerald. Business is business, unquote. He did not say business is booming. He said business is business.
Business is booming.
No, booming's out, business in. All right, there it is. Antonio Brown to the Patriots. I can't wait, guys. It's at 6 o'clock p.m. on Saturdays. We're finishing this. 8 o'clock p.m. over under when we have to record the Antonio Brown cut by Patriots.
I think you're closer to right than Sean, and I think I'm in the middle, so that makes me the average of the two of you. So
somehow. And also, and how do you feel right now if you're a Raiders fan who bought an Antonio Brown jersey?
Mike Florio, I know we got to get out of here. Mike Florio put this out on Twitter, and I think it makes some sense. If the Raiders want to do right by their fans, they would buy back all those jerseys. Do you guys agree with that?
I would have a bonfire, but also give the fans the money back.
I'm at a loss for words. I mean, like, all right, we're getting out of here. We're done. This is a great podcast. This is it.
Happy birthday, 8-year-old.
Hey, Old Tuffy.
Happy birthday to, well, technically I'm actually drinking a Funky Buddha hot gun right now because we're out of Tuffy in my fridge. We've got a problem here.
Long day.
Major problem. Look, make sure and subscribe, rate, and review. Every time you download, Ryan's son gets a new present and an angel gets its wings and Antonio Brown, yada, yada, yada. Make sure you can also keep the conversation. Oh, my God. Forgot about this. You can keep the conversation going with us in our Facebook group. Go to Facebook.com. Search for Pick Six Podcast. A private group will pop up. You request to join. Debo handles everything behind the scenes. This thing is a train wreck if Debo doesn't fix everything. He's like,
do that.
He's slacking me like this Facebook read right now. He will approve your, he or somebody else will approve your entry on Sunday. You might be listening to this on Sunday. I will go into that Facebook group between 10 o'clock and 11 and like 11:30, and I will answer, or 10 o'clock and noon, and I will answer every single lineup question that is posted. I promise. If you have a lineup question relating to your fantasy football thing, you will get a personalized answer from me or John Breach, maybe. So make sure and join that Facebook group. Of course, follow Pick Six Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And thanks, everybody, for downloading, subscribing, rating, and reviewing. You guys rule. Talk to you on Sunday night when we record the week one recap. Man, I can't believe that it's not the football season yet. See you guys.